Do you ever fantasize about being someone else? I know I used to. But when I stopped, my whole world got brighter. Welcome to Possibilities with me, Hina Khan. I've been a coach and psychotherapist for well over a decade. And after working with hundreds of clients, here's what I've come to know. The only thing holding us back from a larger, more expansive life is our mindset. I'm going to help you break through your mental barriers and unlock infinite possibilities. This might sound strange, but when I was 8, I had this reoccurring fantasy. I would wake up in the morning and somehow I would be white. Yep, I would wake up in the morning and I would be white with blonde hair and blue eyes. And if you don't know what I look like, I'm brown, I'm South Asian. And you know what? It kind of breaks my heart to know that there was a time, a long time, when my fantasy was to not be me. I literally did not want to be in my own skin. Oh my gosh, how I longed to have the complexion, hair, and eyes of my favorite Barbie dolls. In my fantasy, I would go to school as this white version, and all my problems disappeared. Look, I know my story is not unusual. And quite frankly, that's why representation matters. But that is a whole other podcast. Today, I want to talk about the importance of loving and accepting yourself. I remember sitting with a client and asking her what brings her joy. She would later tell me that in that moment, she thought, really? Really? I have paid thousands of dollars to talk about joy? She was not impressed, but she was coachable. So she did as I asked. She tapped into what lit her up. But to be honest, she struggled a bit in the beginning. First, she had trouble even thinking of things that brought her joy because she'd never thought about it. And then secondly, she would name things that made others happy or things she felt should bring her joy. So I had her think back to moments where she would lose her sense of time. When she was so happy, she would forget about everything else. And that's when things started coming up for her. When we go within, we don't go without. I'll say that again. When we go within, we don't go without. Figuring out what you love, what brings you joy, following your excitement, is an act of self-love. The problem is we've been programmed to believe it's an act of selfishness. You know, that makes me think of a quote by Dr. Gabor Mate. He said, "The best gift we can give our own children is our own happiness." And when you start to realize and appreciate what lights you up and give yourself permission to experience it, you are filling up your own cup. You're not looking for anyone outside of you to give you their stamp of approval. You approve of you. And can I be honest with you? Holy crap, is it ever freeing. You stop caring what other people think of you. But it's from a place of love. Love first and foremost for yourself. Because ultimately, what others think of you doesn't matter. It's what you think of you that matters. I have no desire, not even a little bit, to look different or to be anyone else other than me. I really love myself. I love my own company. I think I'm pretty awesome and I get better and better every day. I know 8-year-old me would find that hard to believe, that I would be in this place one day. Publicly acknowledging how awesome I think I am. And I got here by being me. I love what Bill Gove says. If I want to be free, I've got to be me. Not the me you think I should be. Not the me I think you think I should be. Not the me I think my kids think I should be. If I want to be free, I've got to be me. So I better know who me is. Get to know you. What brings you joy? What excites you? And start to incorporate those things into your life. As you know, we end each episode with gratitude, and we're going to do that now. So grab a notebook and a pen or open up notes on your phone. Press pause and do that. Great. Now I want you to think about you. What do you appreciate about you? Don't be surprised if this is a bit uncomfortable. It would be way easier if I said to you, write down all the things that you love about your best friend. So stay with this. What do you appreciate about you? I really want to know what came up for you because I want to cheer you on. Please, please send it over to me on Instagram at Coach with Hannah. Thank you so much for listening to our show. We're taking a short break for the holidays, but we will be back in the new year with some amazing content. Right now, we're planning out some episodes that have to do with goal setting and resolutions. Be sure to keep an eye on our feed for that. And as always, if you love this content, please rate and review the show in your podcast player. By the way, if there's something you want me to explore, please let me know. After all, this podcast is for you. This episode was produced by Stephanie Phillips, who I am so grateful for, and presented by Frequency Podcast Network.